At the beginning of this talk, I read the first of the root verses of the six bardos. And that verse described the bardo of life. This human life itself is a bardo. It's a space. It's an opening. This precious human life, this precious human existence is regarded in Buddhist tradition as something wonderful and rare and precious. We are human beings, conscious and aware. We can think, we can reflect, we can feel very fine feelings, we can talk, we can communicate. This is so extraordinary, Buddhist tradition says. This is a very good condition, a perfect condition for spiritual life, for a creative life, a meaningful life. So the verse says, don't waste it. Don't be idle. Don't fritter your life away on meaningless activity. Don't fritter it away on consuming, on moaning, on complaining, on resentment, on deferring. Don't have a great future behind you, as Sangharakshita once says. Do something meaningful with your life. You can do amazing things with this human life. You can enter the path undistractedly. You can follow the path of spiritual development undistractedly. Your deepest nature is your Buddha nature, your potential for enlightenment. So bring it forth. Develop it by following the path of study, reflection, and meditation. Study the Buddha's teachings. Study them, reflect upon them, turn them over in your mind, follow them, practice the ethical precepts, practice meditation, and make the Buddha's teachings an actual living experience. In particular, begin to see the true nature of all experience, both inside and outside. See and know in your being the profound impermanence of all things. See how everything changes, how everything flows, how everything is a flow of ever-changing conditions, how nothing is fixed, how everything is insubstantial. See the emptiness of all things, which isn't a blank, not a nothing. See that everything is like an extraordinary vision. Realize enlightenment itself in its fullness. Realize the Trikaya, the three bodies, or better, the three dimensions of Buddhahood. Realize the Dharmakaya, the emptiness of all things. Realize the Sambhogakaya, the luminosity of all things. Realize the Nirmanakaya, the all-pervading compassion within all things. Realize these in unity as the true nature of experience. Of course, all this has to be worked for. We need to devote our lives as much as we can to continuous spiritual practice to realize this. We are all now in the bardo of life. Our lives are a space of extraordinary potential. So let's activate this space. Let's activate this potential for the benefit of everyone. If we do, we'll enter all bardos, the bardos of meditation, of dream, of death, of reality, of rebirth, in the best possible way. We'll enter them without fear, but with confidence, with inspiration. We'll open up to whatever opens up. So I'll just read to conclude that verse on the bardo of life. Oh, now, when the bardo of life upon me is dawning, abandoning idleness, there being no time for idleness in this life, entering the path undistractedly, studying, reflecting, and meditating, taking perceptual experience and the nature of mind as the path, may the Trikaya be realized, once that the human form has been attained. May there be no time or opportunity in which to idle it away.